just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday, so good to me.
If I give Joel enough time, he might be able to find the cards that he's lost that were going to be the gray area today.
Goodness gracious. You ever lose something and you know you haven't left like a 10-foot area all morning, but you still can't find it?
Well, I maintain that this is worse, Joel, because right before you lost these cards you're looking for, you lost your phone. And we all looked for it. You found it. And so you just got over that feeling. You lost something. You found it. And then you lost a different something. Like, dude, you didn't even get to experience the relief of finding the first thing.
I have a great trivia game, but I don't think it's going to happen today. Might have to be another week.
Well, you're just gonna bury the lead on us here.
Well, the name of trivia game shall be former Packers 70s football player or former Wisconsin governor. That's the name of the trivia game. And it's going to be a great game, but I can't find the 8 cards that I know are in the building somewhere. So good morning, everyone, by the way.
Good morning. Good morning, Joel. I've got a whole stack of Packer cards here we could play that with, but yeah. I don't think you're going to be as ready as you wanted to be.
Yeah,
for that.
These are hand-picked. These are the real deal.
Gotcha. So your stacked deck is the only one you can play cards with. I understand.
Yeah, so I asked you the question earlier about is it not a legitimate junkyard if there's not a school bus somewhere in the junkyard? And I think the answer to that is it's not a legitimate junkyard. You got to have a school bus somewhere. There has got to be a school bus.
Some degree.
Somewhere on the junkyard.
And premises. I'm of the opinion that it doesn't have to be yellow, as long as it's a school bus.
And I won't judge whether there's any critters living in that school bus or what's going on, if there's several beehives in July, whatever it might be.
Prime spot for a beehive, really, inside a school bus in a junkyard.
They're really, every time I see a big bee's nest, I always think of a 66 VW bug that was sitting in the back property when I was young. And one summer I decided I was going to open a door and see what was going on inside of it. And there was a lot going on inside. There was a large beehive's nest right inside there. And I ran as fast as I ever have in my youth.
You know, if I stumbled into one of those, like, if it sounds like something out of a Stephen King movie, you walk into the bus in the junkyard and not only is there a beehive, it's the whole back of the bus. Yeah, you know, like
that's
it's
what
like
it
a,
felt like.
Like a bee wall.
That is what it felt
that's,
like. Yeah.
I mean, and that feels possible in a very frightening. Murder Hornets. You remember that? We dodged that bullet a few years ago, the Murder Hornets.
Well, there was a movie called Killer Bees back in the 70s that made you respect bees immediately.
Ooh, you want a bee-based horror movie? Candyman. The Tony Todd lovers out there know. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, it was so creepy. They lived inside him, and he could send the bees to live inside you. And I was like, yeah, it's a horror movie, and it worked.
Oh, you've gone too far.
It worked. I know. It's just like, I mean, it's the simplest thing. Like, it was like, it reminded me of every story out of the Bible that involved locusts, but it was bees instead. And for some reason, that made it so much creepier.
The gray area is back, by the way. What's it been, like 3 weeks since we've had the gray area?
It's been a hot minute, man. Priorities have changed a little bit around here.
Well, Mondays have been difficult for me to be here, so it's... Believe me when I say it's very good to be here, other than the lost football cards.
Good to have you.
It's good to be here. So we talked about school buses and junkyards, and I have a question for you. Yesterday, I was traversing around the UP and Houghton and Ontonagon and Ironwood and Wakefield and Ashland the last week or so. And yesterday, I drove by a casino. There's quite a few. If you drive around, especially north of here, eventually you're going to drive by a casino. And as I was driving by a casino on a Sunday, I noticed that way in the back corner of the parking lot was a yellow school bus. And I thought, and I immediately wanted to just stop and go see if there was a name on the school bus.
Yep.
Because it was probably just a blank one. But I was thinking to myself, should there be a yellow school bus parked at any casino, period? end of convo should there be?
It depends what's on those stenciled letters on the side. I mean, like, that's... I feel like every time I go past a school bus, I'm looking for, like, a blue whale's serial number. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. look at the side right under its doors, or under its pec fin. You'll see where it's from. You know, like, looking at the side of a school bus feels like I'm examining a whale shark with the snorkel on. Just like, just go by it nice and slow. If you don't startle it, yeah. It'll be fine. You can see where it came. Yeah, see where it came from. Look at the spots and the lines and the, yeah. Well, was it a school? Don't hold out on us. Was it a school?
I don't know.
Oh!
But here's what the conclusion I came to, whether it was or wasn't an actual school bus, if you are going to have a bus at a casino parking lot, and maybe you're going to use it for a shuttle bus or whatever, you can't leave it painted yellow. You can't leave it this color of a school bus, because anybody else driving by the casino is looking at it and saying, oh, best field trip ever.
Yeah.
But it was on a Sunday. So I had a list of possibilities in my brain as I was driving kind of brainlessly across the UP. I thought to myself, either somebody's car broke down and they said, just take the school bus and park it back in the corner. You'll be fine. It's Sunday.
That's an option.
That is. I hope that's not what happened, because that's not a good plan, by the way.
I've got a question that might explain what you saw. What does a field trip look like for those in a retirement home?
It's true.
Because I think it looks like a school bus in a casino. I'm renting out whatever one you'll send my way, and I'm hauling everybody who's got their pin money. You know, like we're doing it. Your laundry quarters gone.
And yellow school buses are different than what they used to be, because back in my day, if it was a yellow school bus, it was a school bus. It was owned by the school.
Right.
But nowadays, of course, many school districts will hire out third-party companies to be their school bus transporter, and the rule says they got to be yellow. So that company then will also use those buses, you know, Bob's Transit Company, for other things too.
Right.
And the bus is yellow. They can't just hit a button inside and all of a sudden it turns gray. It's still going to be yellow. So I'm still old school yellow bus. I'm always thinking school right away, and that's not the case anymore.
You know, I'm pretty sure wherever they paint buses, where they do like the original paint spray for school buses, I think they only ever use yellow paint. And I know that might sound like an odd statement to say, but this is a combination of two observations. First of all, school buses are either yellow or they're badly painted. I have never seen a repainted school bus that was anything but as many, like, that's the 12 rattle cans from the Walmart shelf. Like, you and your buddies spent a weekend and a couple 40 racks, like, spray painting that bus. And some of them end up looking pretty okay, but you can tell that it wasn't a professional booth. And I think that makes sense. Spray painting a school or painting a school bus, even compared to painting another car, would be tough. You need like three booths end to end to fit that thing.
Yeah, I think the top 100 searches of school bus painting would be how to convert a yellow school bus to camouflage color.
Oh man. I'm thinking the first thing I want to do if I've got a school bus is I want to chop the middle third out of it. You know, we're going to go, whether it started as a shorter option or not, we're going to make it that, because that's going to cut our work in half when it comes to painting, when it comes to scrubbing the floors. Like, hey, let's just eliminate most of this.
And a lot of people will buy an old school bus, you know, for on the really cheap, and it'll just be a storage unit on their back 40 is what it'll be.
Yep.
I get it.
Or you think you're going to make it into a camper and you buy it, you find out how much work that is, and then you got a storage unit on the back of your 40 on the cheap.
And you find out it gets like -1 miles to the gallon gas. You literally pull out of your driveway and you have to refill.
I remember a stat from it was like 2006. I was watching MTV and there was a Maybach car with 12 cylinders in it. It was a V12 engine. And I remember the stat that they gave was, when you floor the gas on this car, it gets half a mile to the gallon. Literally, and they'd calculate it, and I thought, it gets 2 gallons to the mile. Mm-hmm. That old joke, it's real if you're rich enough to have a V12 car and just floor it around town.
There you go.
Or drive a school bus, I guess. There's different ways to accomplish the same goal.
Well, we had talked earlier this morning about a lot of the sports stuff changing. Doc Rivers is out as head coach of the Bucks. This is what happens when your number two player, Damian Lillard, goes down with an injury, and then you're kind of stuck, and then everybody points to the coach and says, it's his fault. So Doc Rivers is out. They'll bring in a new guy. Apparently, because winning a championship with Budenfeld, the guy before that, that's not their goal. They fired him. So I don't get the whole Brewer or the whole Buck coaching thing. I don't think Mike Clemens gets it either. It's a bit baffling, but well,
the dynamic is weird.
Yeah,
you know,
it's weird. It's
like there are questions, like, and of course I'll always go back to football, but look at what's going on in Green Bay right now. Matt LaFleur wasn't highly graded by his team in terms of player respect. He's spoken about that. Like, there's accountability. The players have a certain amount of control in football as far as how the coach goes.
Yeah.
But the most they can really do is kind of make a stink and play badly for a year and kind of tank the team. Honestly, though, you have to have a bad stretch before the head coach gets fired.
Mm-hmm. Usually, unless you're the Bucks.
Right.
Budenfeld.
Well, yeah. In the NBA, it doesn't look like that rule applies. It's like, you know, you did well, but we could have done better, and the guys aren't talking well about you, so get out of there.
It's more about the relationships. I was up later last night after the NBA season ended last night, by the way, playoffs begin, and Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley were on there chatting about just NBA, and Shaquille O'Neal says, he said, it's not about coaching. He said, everybody's running the same plays. He said, nobody's creating something new. It's all about the same plays. He said, it's about how a coach can manage the players in the locker room and a bunch of millionaires. That's what it's all about. How can you make them get along somehow? And that's what coaching is now in the NBA.
That's a school marm.
It is.
That
it
is a school marm.
They're all running the same plays. They're all picking here, picking there, shooting threes. And it's not... the coach is just the ability to, how can I stroke this guy's ego, make him happy? He's making $50 million every year. He's a star of our team. I need to find a way to make him get along with everybody on the team.
Man, if you give me $15 million and
Five
a babysitter,
old, 50.
Well, I mean, like, yeah. if I'm a premier basketball player, you give me $50 million and a babysitter, and you better hope I didn't show up with an attitude, because it's not changing if I did. You
know,
like,
exactly.
I have no motivation to act better, you know, and maybe you get away with it because the locker room's smaller than on a football team. You don't have 53 guys whose morale you've got to keep up. But
it's
how many people?
NBA is a small locker room.
Right. If you've got to stroke the ego of that one player who matters most, how long are the other guys going to take it? And, you know, that varies by team, by superstar, by B squad. But like,
and NBA and MLB are a lot different because these guys are together a lot. And I'm not saying NFL players are not together a lot, but they get a week off in between.
Yep.
They get to go back to their hotel room, back to their apartment or their house with their kids in between games. So NBA, MLB, you're living 6-7 months with these guys, and if you don't like them, coach has got a problem. He's got a big problem.
That just begs for me the question, what is the actual job of an NBA head coach? And I mean, like, I know that's exactly what we're discussing. You say it's more about minding players and managing their what? It almost sounds like a dating coach. Like, what your job is, or a recess supervisor. By the way, shout out to every teacher who's ever stood there for a recess, because you were already doing all the other things. Like, not to knock your recess duties, but what if that was your whole job and you made the same paycheck? People would be looking at you like, what? How important is recess?
The hardest part about coaching at any level, from sixth grade up through the biggest professionals, is figuring out who's going to play and trying to keep a sense of happiness. And you always have people sitting on the bench who probably, you know, maybe should have a chance to play, but just don't fit in. And that's one of the hardest things, from sixth grade girls traveling league all the way up through the pros, trying to get everybody onto the floor and some playing time. And because in sixth grade, it's the kid's parent calling you. In the pros, it's the player's agent calling you after the game. So that's the difference. That's the difference. But it's all kind of the same.
Same. I mean, and I'll tell you what, I think coaching might be one of those things that you can't really teach very well. I'm pretty sure, I mean, and as I get older, I spot that there's a lot of things out there that sometimes you just have to see a thing, believe you're going to be good at it, decide it's going to happen, and go. You know, like, you're never going to get the pat on the back. And I think coaching might kind of be one of those things where, yeah, I can absolutely go pay $150 for what somebody else thinks about how I should coach kids, and maybe buy a playbook and save me the real trouble of that kind of stuff. But I'm pretty sure to be a good coach, you just have to look at it, know you're good at it, and do it. Like, you can, like I said, I think you can benefit from the training of others, but how do you coach people well? I don't know. I don't know if anybody can actually answer that except by example.
Yeah, somebody told me, who's wiser than me, before I got into higher level of coaching, and they said, whatever it is, Joel says, have a plan and stick with it. He says, have a plan and stick with it. Don't waver from the plan. It's just like, okay, all right. So on the other side, part two of the gray area.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about Walmart.
8:31 a.m. Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart. There wasn't a school bus in the Walmart parking lot, was there?
Unless I find my Packer cards and, and we do trivia, which is not a real good possibility right now because I have no idea where I put them.
So a little bit of mystery in the back end of the gray area.
Yes.
But one thing I can guarantee, we'll talk about Walmart. And before that, right after the break, we've got birthdays coming up here. Who's celebrating today? I got a phone call this morning. I got a text message from Callie. We've got the birthday notices coming up. Text, email, or call us if you've got somebody we should give a shout-out. Coming up after news, weather, and sports, you're listening to 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The ceasefire talks break down in Pakistan, and President Trump says the U.S. Navy will now begin blockading the Strait of Hormuz, he wrote in a social media post today. Any Iranian who fires at us or at peaceful vessels will be, in his words, quote, blown to hell. ABC's Alex Preche.
The White House is demanding Iran turn over its stockpile of enriched uranium and end its ballistic missile program, its support for terror groups, and its threats to stop free passage of ships in the critical Strait of Hormuz, where one-fifth of the global oil supply flows. For its part, Iran is pushing for the release of billions in frozen assets, an end to Israeli attacks against Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon, and security guarantees against future attacks.
One of the leading candidates in the California governor's race is denying accusations of sexual misconduct, and he is also dropping out. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell is also questioning the timing of the allegations. This is ABC News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Evers used his veto pen recently to stop 11 GOP proposals. Those include one to remove ineligible voters from the rolls and another to share state benefit data with the federal government. He says the bills would add red tape for voters and risk exposing private information. Republicans had pushed the measures, saying they were needed for election security and stronger oversight. Evers said they go too far and could violate the law. Wisconsin health officials are laying out their plan for just over $16 million coming to the state this year from national opioid settlements. The Department of Health Services says it'll fund treatment, prevention, and recovery programs after the state saw a 42% drop in overdose deaths last year. DHS has already sent money to counties and tribal nations for housing and law enforcement grants. The department will share more about its progress at the Wisconsin Substance Use Summit this August in Green Bay. In western Wisconsin's battleground congressional race, Rebecca Cook says she's no longer accepting support from U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell. Cook says she was appalled by the sexual assault allegations against him and plans to give $5,000 in donations from his PAC to five charities. Cook is trying for a third time to win the seat, now held by Republican Derek Van Orden. Swalwell is denying the allegations. A statewide student mental health program is expanding with a new $600,000 grant. The funding supports a school-based initiative helping districts provide counseling and behavioral health services. The program currently serves 21 districts across the state. Officials say the funding helps reduce wait lists and expand access to mental health services. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Local and regional news brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real hometown values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Attention Park Falls water customers. The Park Falls Water Utility will be flushing water mains starting April 13th through to April 24th. Please be advised that you may experience discolored water, low water pressure, or may even temporarily be without water. The City of Park Falls apologizes for any inconvenience this may cause, and they thank you for your cooperation. Wednesday, April 22nd from 12 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., there's a Price County Veterans Summit over at American Legion Post 182. This is for all veterans, families, and supporters, and is your one-stop event to explore VA benefits, discover healthcare options, and connect with the resources that support our nation's heroes. This is brought to you by the Tomah VA Medical Center and the Price County Veterans Service Office, and this summit helps you understand your eligibility, navigate enrollment, and learn about the services available. Whether you're newly separated, retired, or supporting a veteran, this summit is for you. Don't miss your chance to get connected, stay informed, and explore what the VA can offer. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 22nd, from 12 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. over at American Legion Post 182 in Park Falls.
For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
Doc Rivers steps down. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks played their final game of the season, losing to the 76ers, 126-106. Afterwards, Doc Rivers acknowledged he won't be back next year as the head coach. But what about as a team consultant?
I don't know. We're going to keep talking about it. Yeah. Good organization, you know. We want to get back on the map, so... we'll figure it out.
Baseball. The Brewers swept over the weekend, losing to the Nationals 8-6. Christian Yelich had to leave the game with tightness in his left hamstring. Pat Murphy.
I felt a little twinge in his hamstring, and we're getting it imaged right now. There is some fluid in there, so, you know, let's wait and see.
Former Brewers manager Phil Garner has died after a battle with cancer. Garner was 76 years old. And the University of Wisconsin is looking for a new athletic director. A report says after 5 years, Chris McIntosh is leaving the university as AD to accept a position with the Big Ten Conference. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From harsh winters to hot summers, trust Lakehouse Exteriors for top quality siding, roofing, and windows. Call now at 715-614-2225.
The Northwoods weather can be tough, so your shed should be built to handle it. At Leisure City, their sheds are hand-built indoors and crafted with precision Mennonite workmanship, giving you a durable, dependable space built for the Northwoods. Perfect for storing lawn equipment and tools and even setting up a backyard workshop or greenhouse. Call Bob today, 715-558-5704, and learn more. Leisure City, your Northwoods backyard headquarters in Woodruff.
Join Big G from 98Q Country, broadcasting live at the Bros Bros pre-opener in-house fishing event at St. Croix Rod, Saturday, April 25th. Kick off the open water season with advanced fishing seminars from Brian Brosdahl, Joel Nelson, and Blake Tollison. Enjoy a free fish fry courtesy of Catch & Cook, plus special deals on St. Croix Rod's reels and tackle. Don't miss exclusive savings on St. Croix signature apparel. See you at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls, April 25th. More details at stcroixrodfactorystore.com.
We examine lab results closely. We monitor treatment progress meticulously. But what we see is you. We see how cancer affects the life you lead and touches the love you share. Even as we practice the latest treatments and consider the most advanced options, what we see is how we can provide the best possible care for you. Cancer care is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Cancer Care. What we see is you.
This 98Q Country weather update is brought to you by Northwoods Realty.
A little fog this morning, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms here today. Our high right around 67 this afternoon. More thunderstorms tonight. Low in the low to mid-40s, tomorrow showers with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
All right, back to it with 98Q Country. Let's see if I can grab this up. Hold on, this is going to be too good. Let's see here. Because we got trivia coming, so we need trivia music. Now, Joel, this might not say trivia to you when you hear this song. But for multiple generations.
You know what it says to me?
What does it say?
Teletubby. I instantly went to Teletubbies when I heard this music.
Now, here's the thing. For multiple generations, probably two generations of people, the tail end of the millennials and the whole beginning of Gen Z, they heard this music and went, it's called Kahoot.
Kahoot,
and that you don't know it.
I've been in cahoots.
Not in cahoots. Well, we are in cahoots right now. But this is Kahoot. It's a website that allows you to, like, really quickly in a classroom, you can create trivia or like a quiz in a digital setting.
All right.
And what it's made to be is like I could open my Kahoot that I made as the teacher on the board on the front of the page, and then the students all log into the same Kahoot quiz from their laptops, and the questions are on the board, the answers are on their laptops, and we can kind of keep track who answers what as the answers pour
in. So technically you're in cahoots.
Right. It's a really fun way to do a quiz individually, but to create a group dynamic.
All right.
But the point here is that this is Kahoot music, and it is chef's kiss perfect trivia sound. Go ahead.
This trivia is nothing like that trivia at all. What this is... it's the game show you've all been waiting for on the Gray Area, ladies and gentlemen. And the game show is 1977 Packer player or former Wisconsin governor. All right, you keep track of yourself how many you get right or wrong. Okay?
All right, here we go.
You do that? All right, the first one is James Farwell. James Farwell.
James Farwell, that's a governor.
Former governor, correct.
All right.
Okay. Fred Carr, former governor or Packer, former Packer player.
You made a mistake. Fred Carr is on my bulletin
board. Okay, all right, we'll cross that one.
That's a former Packers linebacker there.
Dang it. Carlos Brown, former Packer player or former governor of Wisconsin.
Ooh, we're going to go Packer player.
He was a quarterback, actually, back in 1977. I saw that card, and it's like, what, Carlos Brown?
Carlos Brown. Yeah, I haven't heard of Carlos Brown, but today I'm going to Google some Carlos Brown here soon.
Willie Buchanan, former Packer player or governor.
There was a president by the name of Buchanan. I'm going governor. That's a governor name.
Finally got one wrong. He was a cornerback, CB for the Packers
back
in 77. Arthur MacArthur, former Packer or... former governor.
You picked the perfect names. You got me on Buchanan, and now MacArthur throwing me off. These ex-U.S. presidents. Arthur MacArthur, please be a governor. That's a governor's
name. That's a governor's name. You got it. You got it. Then there was an old Packer MacArthur Lane. I thought I'd throw you off on that one.
You know, you totally could have.
Coles Bashford, governor or Packer player from 77.
I'm going to go Packers again. Dang it.
Coles Bashford was a former Wisconsin governor.
Bashford. I know Bash football. Like, that's not what I was using, though. Like, it feels right.
Lewis Harvey, former Packer player or governor.
Governor again.
Okay, you got it. That's a governor's name if there ever was one.
These are all governor's names. Fred Carr was, that was a given, but I know Fred and his mustache very well.
Will Harrell, former Packer player or former Wisconsin governor.
Packer on that one.
You got it. He was a running back back in the late 70s.
Honestly, that one was bad logic, but it worked. Graham Harrell, another former Packer.
Alexander Randall.
Alexander.
Governor or former Packer player from 77?
Governor.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. You're doing good. You're on a roll.
These are flukes. These are all luck.
Perry Smith, former Packer or governor?
I'm going to say former Packers tight end.
He's a cornerback. You got the Packer. That's good job. Good job. Rich McGeorge.
That's a Packer.
That is a former Packer. Nicely done. Doing good. Edward Sullivan, former Packer or former Wisconsin governor.
Packer there.
Governor.
Dang it.
Edward Sullivan. I knew I'd get you in there. It was a Freddie Sullivan. There's been a lot of Sullivans in there.
Yeah.
I knew I'd get you on that one. James Lewis, former governor of Wisconsin or former Packer from the 70s.
That's a gov.
That is a governor. Nicely done.
Governor Lewis.
Eric Torkelson. That's, former Packer, former governor.
That's a bad Packer.
That's a running back from the late 70s.
What kind of stats?
He looks like he's like 12 years old in the picture.
Oh, man.
He looks really young.
And I know what he did right before the photo shoot. Like, he made sure he was relaxed for that picture. Let's put it that way. It's the 70s after all. It's a different time.
All right. Jim Carter, former Packer or former Wisconsin governor.
Governor.
You never heard of Jim Carter Ford, huh? Former Packer.
Ah, dang it.
Former Packer. And the final one we've got is... Lucius Fairchild. Lucius Fairchild.
That's a Packer all day long.
That is a former Wisconsin governor.
Are you serious?
Actually.
We have a Lucius Fairchild?
Yes, we do.
All right.
How many right, how many wrong did you get?
I was 11 and 5.
11 right, 5 wrong. That's nicely done. That's nicely done.
I'm going to say I'm happy with that because 50-50 is what I should have been. But Fred Carr, and there were a couple other ones on there that just kind of...
I looked at the names of Wisconsin, and these were like way, way back when the Wisconsin first became a state. I looked at the names and I thought to myself, this is going to be hard because these are like football names from way back then. You look at former presidents and former governors of any state from way back when, and they're like, yeah, they still like football names too.
you know what this brings to mind? It reminded me as we were going, there was a baseball video game. It was a 90s era Japanese baseball video game. And they had to make up American names for some reason. And I don't remember the name of the game, but it was the 90s. They were making a home video game. It was baseball. And they couldn't use the rosters of pro MLB teams. So what they did was they had their designers analyze the list of MLB names and try to make up a roster from scratch. But here's the thing. All of these game designers were Japanese nationals.
Okay.
So if you went back to the 90s and you asked a bunch of Japanese video game coders, hey, give me a list of American names, what do you think they'd come up with?
Well, Jim, Bob, Louie, whatever.
You have to look no further than Sleeve McDykel here. First one on the list.
What?
Right next to Anson Sweeney, Daryl Archideld, Anatoly Smorin, Ray McSriff, Glenn Allen Mixon, and everybody's favorite, Bobson Dugnut.
It sounds like Doug Heffernan's buddy on King of Queens.
Oh, and they're great because they're so close to existing words.
Yeah,
and
there was a Ray in there. I heard a Ray.
Well, and you can tell where there were some things that were just kind of, we took a real name and ruined it, like Mike Cernandez or Todd Gonzalez. It's like, these are almost names. I mean, just look it up. 90s baseball game American names. You'll find this full list. It's printed in this 90s font. Yeah, like some of them you can't even, like Gus Frerotte was obviously here, but it was Sean Furcott, Don Wesry.
Was this before Gus Frerotte? Gus Frerotte?
Well, I suppose it was a 90s baseball video game, so it would have been before.
Yeah.
I mean, actually.
What are the odds that Gus Frerotte would have been a name that would have been made up in a 90s video game.
One of my favorites here, Mike Truck, T-R-U-K. Like, you don't need more letters than that. You got a whole American right there, Mike Truck.
There's just certain words in there. I'm just like, yeah, that's American, but okay, I get it. I get why you did that,
yes.
But not right.
Well, and it's fantastic because it almost seems like they were making fun of us, but they weren't. And it's funnier because of that. It's like, it almost sounds like somebody from SNL was doing this, you know, like Bobson Dugnut. Like, can you picture the mullet on that guy? You know, that's like, what's his name? The pitcher, Randy. What was his, Randy what? The tall pitcher.
Randy Johnson.
Yes. I picture, you
the
tell
big
me,
unit.
Bob, you picture Bobson
unit.
Dugnut. I'm picturing Randy Johnson's twin brother right there. That's Bobson right there. Mr. Dugnut to you.
Yes. So I think we're going to leave the Walmart discussion for another day because I would like to have a little therapy session with Joel today.
Okay.
Because,
and we'll finish with birthdays before we wrap.
Because tomorrow the Karnick House will have a delivery.
Oh, no.
We have a problem at the Karnick
House. Okay, so before, I know where you're going with this.
We have a problem.
And I need to fill the people in just a little bit. Because
yeah, you fill it in.
This has continued to pay dividends that I didn't foresee. So Joel, we were talking, how did this happen? How did you come up, how did this happen in the first place? Why did...
My wife just stumbled upon a video that people like to record opening the boxes of undelivered mail that they get, and she was intrigued by it, and she spent literally a couple of days investigating before she even brought it up to me.
Right, and so that's what you did. You and your wife, Shayna, and shout out to you, Shayna, been loving her coming in here because for the last couple of weeks when she comes in, I know that I'm about to hear something, but we'll circle back to that. So Joel and Shayna found online that video of people who had bought undelivered mail.
Right.
And
right.
That's what you do. They can't open it once it gets returned. And so what they'll do is the USPS will palletize it.
Amazon,
put it in,
all those.
Yeah.
Temu, all that stuff.
And they'll put it in mystery boxes. And you I thought, oh man, because you've steadily been going down the rabbit hole of Heckman auctions and things on eBay.
Oh, I'm not down the rabbit hole. I'm in it.
Yes, you are the rabbit with his pocket watch. The hurrier I go, the behinder I get. That's Joel lately in the rabbit hole of buying other people's stuff. And I've been skeptical. However, I will say this is better because it started as sports betting and turned into this mm-hmm. kind of gambling.
Yeah.
But you ordered last month, I think, a package of undelivered mail, and it went better than I thought because
Fun delivered, it was called, yes.
And there were like silver coins in there and some whiskey glasses that were really fancy, expensive glass.
Got about 80% of our money back that we bought it.
But I love it because I don't think you have a printer at home.
No.
You don't, and I know that because every once in a while, even while you were up north last week, all of a sudden the printer would kick on, and I thought, uh-oh, Joel's printing another label for something.
My wife had to come down and get it.
And Shayna would pop in, and she'd report to us what had just sold. She said, we sold the coins, and then she showed me those whiskey glasses, and I thought, man, I'm not surprised that you sold these whiskey glasses.
Yeah, they're nice.
And then the third time she popped in to grab a label, she said, we're ordering another one. And you had already told me that you thought it was going to happen, but any couple out there knows, once the second half of the couple, you know, if he says maybe and she says yes, that's a collective, oh, absolutely. It's like the tide coming in. It's a double yes.
So we open up the box, and the process of the box is we have two or three stacks. We have the throwaway, which is very small. There's very often maybe junk jewelry or something. There's the throwaway. There's the thrift store pile. Stuff that's decent, but we don't really know anybody who could use it. And then we have, it's my son and his girlfriend's pile that maybe they could use. And then it's we're going to keep it pile. Actually, there's five of them. And then there's a resell on eBay pile that we create out of the 30 or so packages that we get. And we have fun doing it all. And we've gotten, I have a nice memory foam pillow now that I got out there that's actually been really cool. And I actually have a shirt that I'm going to bring in that may or may not fit Rachel. I'm not sure.
Fair enough.
And if you don't want it, it's in the pack, new in the package. But the problem is some of this, the only thing, my complaint with some of these fun delivered and stuff is most of the clothing that you get in that is no tag. No company. It's a foreign sweatshop somewhere. I don't know where it's coming from, but it has no tag, not resellable. I mean, if you get a nice looking shirt, but there's no tag on it and nothing, it's basically thrift store or wear it because you're not going to be able to resell it. But we're having fun doing it. We have another box coming tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes.
No, I'll admit I was skeptical, and you've kind of engaged with my skepticism from the very beginning, and we've had fun with it because I'm not gonna yuck someone else's yum. But like anytime I see somebody spending money, and you very clearly have never expected to make your money back, but you were pleasantly surprised when you got good stuff that kind of brought you there.
If we could get over half of it back, yeah.
Right. And if it was a friend, and I consider you a friend, and if you were like really thinking this was going to be a side hustle, start a legitimate business one day, I'd be pulling you aside like, Joel, we got to talk here. But like, I've honestly been super envious because like this has become, you know, for a lot of people, it's let's throw $100 at this and then they never do it again. You look like you're discovering a reasonable, sustainable hobby, which is so bizarre for this. Like, this shouldn't be allowed. This shouldn't work.
And you never know what you open. Like, we opened up this little fanny pack thing, the last box we got, and it was some, I don't know, even don't know what the name of it was, but I thought it was just like, well, that's going to be probably thrift store. My wife looked it up, and we sold it on eBay 2 days ago for $35.
Nice.
Plus shipping. So it's just like, okay, and somebody in California bought it. It was a fancy schmancy brand name or whatever. So it's just those little surprises like that. And you have to enjoy the process. I enjoy finding homes for these. If there's somebody that wants that, you know, I'll take a minute and box it and ship it to you, whatever. And like I said, if we get over half of our money back from the cost of the box, then we're like, all right, that was worth it. Good entertainment, good time together. I've been busy doing this stuff. It's a good brain dead time to,
yes.
Sometimes you need to shut off work or shut off real life and just do something that that when you're doing it, you don't think of anything else except that.
Yeah.
Just that.
I think the two pitfalls are if you're going to end up keeping everything you shouldn't, you know, if you're the type to get attached when you shouldn't, maybe
yeah,
not.
No, that's not us.
Or the other thing is that if you're just going to leave the box sit there, you know, if you're going to pause halfway through because you get distracted and you never go back to it again to complete the job.
Oh, like, that's not us. We finish it all.
Well, that's just it. You guys very clearly are not falling into the two pitfall traps that I think are built into this, that you're either going to like it too much or you're not going to care about it. You guys hang with it. You extract some fun from it. You consider the difference to be the cost of the entertainment you get, and you're going to do it again. It's when you start getting the pallets and the trucks and the storage containers, and you're like, yeah, okay.
Openly, I've looked at it. So we had the, so I told you last time we talked, we had the Sig Sauer t-shirt that came with one of them.
Yeah, and firearm company t-shirt. It was kind of random.
Sold that for $23. It's a hard t-shirt to find, but I sold it on eBay. Just like, really? Really? Okay, all right, you want it? It's got Bigfoot on the back. Cool, you can have it.
If people insist on paying you for the things you don't want, who are you to disagree, yeah, right? A darn fool, that's
exactly.
Who. Exactly. All right, let's wrap up with some birthdays. Joel,
right.
I got a couple. I got a call. I got an email this
all
morning.
Right. All right.
Let's get that birthday song a rocking for a couple of locals. And if you haven't already texted us about birthdays or whatever else you might want to text us about, feel free. By the way, Callie texted us in a birthday, and she texted us a comment on something earlier. Quite reasonable, might I say. Earlier, we were discussing how you might find a school bus in a casino and how there aren't many necessary explanations for that, especially if it's really from a school.
Yeah.
But Callie pointed out, she said, wait a minute. Why can't a bus driver go eat at a casino?
That's true.
And I'll tell you what, Callie, why don't you ask the bus driver's boss? They'll probably tell you yeah. why. But Callie did go on to say, if it's an all-day trip and you have time to kill while kids are off doing something, maybe the casino is close by and we are hungry. I forgot, Callie, by the way, is a bus driver yeah. from right here in the area. Callie, I remember you from when I was over on Trail Mix. Shout out to your kids. Shout out to listening to you for listening to us in the morning. Thank you so much for that. But that is a good point.
All right. I'm not judging. I'm just asking. I'm just like, okay, if there's an agreement with that, I'm good. Because if I was a bus driver and it was an all-day thing somewhere and I got the okay to go ahead and have the buffet at the casino, that's probably where I'd go.
Well, the thing is, there's something here, Joel, that you've got to accept a small amount of blame
okay,
here.
Okay, I will.
Anybody else would have zoomed in and done the NCIS photo enhanced thing to figure out what name was on the side of that school bus.
Yeah.
Want to know if it says school or not.
Well, I had somewhere to be, and I'm just like, okay, I don't think I'm going to pull in there. Because if I did pull in, then I may end up at the blackjack table.
Darn you and your declining distance vision, Joel. Your nearsightedness has cost us the satisfaction of our curiosity.
I have the personality where if I pull into a casino parking lot and don't have a reasonable amount of time that I need to be back somewhere, I might park. I might park and go in.
Fair enough. All right, we've touched on that. Callie, thank you so much for texting us. And we got a couple other birthday texts, like the one that just came in from Karen. Karen let us know that Kim Yeager is celebrating a birthday today.
All right, Kim.
Happy birthday Woo! From Karen and Mick. Kim is the first one entered into that cake drawing that'll take place on Friday. Happy birthday to Tim Radlinger today.
All right,
from
Tim.
Callie, from Trayton, and from Michaela.
All right, Callie's owning the show today.
Yes, indeed.
Callie's show here.
One more came in earlier by phone, though. Happy birthday today to Betty Burrish. She's turning 87 today.
All right, Betty.
And we wanted to give a happy birthday from Kathy, from Mike, and from Riley. Those three, the first entries into the cake drawing. Make sure if you text us a birthday, you include a callback number so somebody knows if a cake was won. These people celebrating today alongside stars you know, like Glenn Howerton from It's Always Sunny, Lou Bega, you know that name?
That song, the song. Monica, a little bit of Monica in my life.
Yeah, we got the Beatles going. Mambo number five.
In my head all day now.
You're very welcome. Ron Perlman is 76 today. Hellboy, Clay Morrow from Sons of Anarchy. Paul Sorvino, Mira's dad, played Polly in Goodfellas, passed away in 2022. Last but not least, Butch Cassidy, the one and only. He passed away today's date, or excuse me, born today's date in 1866, passed away in 1908.
The Sundance Kid.
Yes. Well, the other half.
Yes.
This was Butch. Was he the Sundance Kid? I thought it was Butch and the Sundance Kid.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Yeah.
Gotcha. So the counterpart to the Sundance Kid, Butch himself, born on today's date, 1866. That's birthdays today. Got a word up next from sponsors.
Little bit of Monica in my life.
And so ends the gray area on Monday, the 13th of April. Keep it with 98Q Country, and we'll get rid of Joel for the next hour, I promise.
To us, it's simple. We work hard for you selling.